Just going on my truck journey yesterday, I went Mittagong, Botany, French's Forest, Forestville, Wyoming, Mittagong.
That's some serious K's, Vossie.
That's right. I think I might become a truck driver full time. I might actually do a show from a truck. Just drive around. On the road. Could that work? Vanessa there with the news. We're here thanks to Brighton's Lawyers, your local experts in personal injury compensation. And also for 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined, the website 4ddoors.com.au. This is the part of the show where you can have your say. You can call us on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 011 70, and build with confidence with New South Wales' leading new home builder, McDonald Jones. Remember, every caller each month goes in the draw to be the McDonald Jones Caller of the Month and win the $500 ballpark voucher. So well worth calling in the program and expressing your opinion, good, bad, ugly, serious, funny. We don't mind. 26 minutes to wait, but 7 billion texts are there, Michelle, so we better wrap it up.
They're certainly coming in thick and fast. Hi, VMB. Is the NRL going to start grading level of coaching disciplines, grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, etc., and is the bunker going to have to review the footage? No. Lol, that's from Tether Rabbit.
I think the first part of the point's got a bit of seriousness to it. The bunker part makes me want to throw up, but there may have to be levels of spray. if you're going to have a three strikes, you're out policy. Well, what if your first grading, one's a beauty? Then it might be graded two, that you've only got one more rather than two more chances.
I can't believe we're actually getting to this point where we're talking about coaches and, well, we are, aren't we? Thanks to Ricky
Stewart. Well, what is Ricky's collective fines that he's paid in his career now? The amount is probably the economy of a small country.
Oh, I actually think I looked at that figure the other day. We're up nearing the $200,000 mark.
There we go. That's amazing.
Morning, Vossie and Michelle. Yes, oh, here we go. Yes, finally, the truth has got out. We have a pair of kleptomaniacs hosting the SEM breakfast show, Brandy, the petrol pump thief, and now Vossie fessing up to his past misdemeanours with football cards. The craze of breakfast radio. Cheers, Jim, the Belmore boy.
Yeah, but see, mine was as a child. See, Brandy's an adult that's run off from the petrol station without paying. Mine was a child. I'd be before the juvenile court. So I think I'd be let off with a warning.
People are entitled to change.
The scam. Rooster Man asks a question. Fair question. What does Papali'i do when Brad Arthur gets the rissole? I'm not saying Brad's getting the rissole, but he's saying that if he went, morning, Vossie and Michelle, could we get some King Wally hair in a can to Dave Riccio ASAP? I don't know. Is King Wally... King Wally doesn't, does he?
No,
Darren
surely
Lockyer
not.
Had the work.
Surely not.
Laurie Daly's had some work. Ricky Ponting, haven't they? Had a bit of yeah stuff.
This is Mike from Brisbane. Ricky should join the Fox League's commentary team on a one-week contract. He can then commentate the Raiders game, analysing play-by-play. Raiders can get someone in the dressing room to watch the coverage and relay it to the players. Genius, I think.
That is Mike from Brisbane on the SEN app, Mike. I bow to you. You are a genius. That is a great idea. I'm going to have to think about the technical aspect. And, Michelle, you'd know this. The delay factor, would it come through? Would they get it a little late? But you're saying Ricky in commentary, and he'd have to speak an awful lot. Like, he's got to come in, jump in right there when they're on the attack and say, they have to go left here. They've got to go left. They've got to kick to the corner.
Yeah. The delay might get them.
Good work, Mick. Good work. I don't mind that. Bake says, I used to win my cards. We're talking footy cards this morning. I used to win my cards by playing flicks with the footy cards with mirrors and closest to the wall, the most popular games.
Was it Faries? I think I used to play a game called Faries with them as too. Flicking them.
Faries.
I can't remember.
Faries. No,
flicks
maybe we called closest.
It Faries.
Do you know what? I've actually played flicks for the fan on Fox League there a few years ago. We found the old Scanlon's factory, which is in Glebe, and it was for sale, the old Scanlon's factory. And it still had the sign, even though I think the sign must be heritage list. It's been left on the building where the Scanlon's footy cards were made back in the day in Glebe. Any listeners there in Glebe would know it. Give us the address where it is. But people tell the story that they used to go round the back because it was the sweets factory. Scanlon's made more than footy cards, but they would have like offcuts or bits and pieces, and kids would go around the back and search the bins to get the...
Oh, wow.
Leftover lollies and bits and pieces and find an old card in that. And we played flicks out the front of Scanlon. Someone in Glebe, let me know where that is. Let our listeners know. But there you go. True story.
Morning, VB. Being of a young and impressionable age at the time, my most valuable card was a Ronnie Coote, Steve from Bribey Island.
Again, Joel Kane area is the old Ronnie Coote. Yep. So Jane Paul Bongiorno never had a card. They never had, like, political reporter cards. A Paul Bongiorno card would be the most sought after. Noosa Bronco, listing in on the app. Great to have the Noosa Bronco with us. Vossi, it's about time the NRL steps in on these contract issues. If one party doesn't agree to a separation, the NRL doesn't register that player again until the current contract runs out. That's a couple of people have said that. I mean, that's a very hard line, and you would have to go case by case, but I can't say I'm 100% against that thinking there from the Noosa Bronco.
There's no name to this one, but mate, can Vossi be any more stoked about Ricky getting stung? I don't think that's the point.
No, not at all. How many times I said, I love Ricky Stewart. I say that from the heart. His passion, what he brings to the game. I can't imagine the game without Ricky Stewart. I love talking footy with him. We love having him on this program, but we're here to comment on things that happened. It was an extraordinary situation, and time and place penalty. Ricky was in the wrong.
No, I take...
And 100% defamation, Lee said yesterday. They're serious issues.
I take great pleasure in reading this next text out. It has been the bane of my existence. Talking post-match press conferences, is there anyone else that is frustrated with the quality of the audio when journos ask questions? Very frustrating. The quality of the audio, full stop, it's something the NRL needs to get professional about and provide better areas, I think, because, you know, we've got all sorts of air conditioning systems in the back, and if the game's professional, we need to get professional. It doesn't happen in you know, the NFL and those type of scenarios.
Here we go, a bit on the Tarzos as well as the footy cards. This one from Steve. Tarzos, my parents still have heaps of mine at home, but when we went to the USA, they were called Pogs. Not sure about you, but a Pog sounds like something near the lunchbox. That's some interesting areas you're going there. So Tarzos are named as Pogs in America. Right. It's a bit like Devon, isn't it, and Fritz. Devon in New South Wales, Fritz in South Australia. Tarzo here, Pog in America.
There you go. Yeah. Ricky Stewart, Brad McKay, Mark Coyne and the Walters brothers. Tears Kenny from Mona Vale. That's what footy cards he absolutely loved.
Ursula. We love getting texts from Ursula. Comes up, gets very cutting, like, you know, cuts through. Morning. Can someone tell me at what age NRL players are considered adults? Because I've already heard Papali'i's contract backflip excused because of his age. But in the real world, you can get a 30-year mortgage contract because you're an adult. Yes, they're not kids. They're professional athletes. Once you're a professional athlete, even at 18, Michelle, you have to look up. I believe you have to live up to the job description. Professional athlete.
Very true. And something that I don't like, and I know it's just a throwaway line to get them out of situations, is when you are in press conference situations and you ask a player about their contract or where they'll be, it's up to my manager. It's all with my manager. Mm. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, come on. I really think Greg Norman gets judged very harshly. This one's from Neil. He may bring someone himself, photos, the Great White Shaft, self-promotion, but this man was number one in the world for 2 years, came back and played the Australian Tour every year. This is true. Supported every Aussie player that gained a player card in the US. Was responsible for the enormous growth of golf in this country. If he loves himself better than the alternative, says Neil. You're 100% right. Everything you've stated there. I'd go as far as say Greg Norman was a hero.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Like from when he won, I think it was a West End Classic in Adelaide or something in the late 70s. The look, you know, watching Greg Norman overseas. We only ever used to get the majors, Michelle, didn't we? We never used to get the tour pay TV days. Mm. So you watch the majors and you'd be cheering for Greg Norman. With you, I understand that point of view.
I'm an absolute fan and I'm certainly not against the live golf. That's just my opinion. Ricky should have got 2 weeks and should serve them in the bunker as an official and give the explanations on any contentious decisions at the post-match media conference. That's from Graham.
Yes, and Andrew from Newcastle, and a lot of listeners will understand this. Vossi, Bishop, great memories this morning regarding Scanlan's footy cards. And it's not about the cards themselves here from Andrew. He says, nothing more exciting as a kid than opening a new pack and smelling the aroma of the chewing gum.
Oh,
that is so true. The pink strip of gum, the smell.
I have to tell you, that's 100% accurate. We talked about all that off air, but I didn't think I'd mention sniffing footy cards on air. It sounded a bit weird, but it was the bubble gum.
I have to run that past the wife. The Mr. Voss candle, we could produce a limited edition.
The Scanlan strip,
where we
yes.
tap into the Scanlan footy card gum scent.
Good idea, you're onto
whatever
something.
Whatever that was. That could be something. could be something. And here's an advice for you, Bisho. Keep your handbag, keys, etc. close by with light-fingered Vossi. No, it wasn't light fingers. No. Mine was more, upper end of scar. Mine was clever. Mine was replacing things.
There was manipulation involved in yours. Brandy's more the one you got to watch.
17 to 8. By the way, after 8 o'clock, Jared Waitley on the program. We've got some topics to discuss there. Josh Kennedy. Great Swan, great AFL player, 34 years of age, has announced that he will retire at the end of the season. So we'll run that by Jared and get his opinion on the Ricky Stewart situation, the story, if they've ever had anything like it in the AFL. That's coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.